This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
On one occasion, whilst the great Khalifa, second Khalifa of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, رضي الله عنه, when he was the Khalifa, and during his time, there were periods of prosperity, but there were also periods of difficulties. On one occasion, a man came to him with his two daughters and his wife. And obviously he was requesting some help, so he speaks some poetry. He says, Ya Umar al-Khayr, juzit al-Jannah, uksubu niyati wa ummahunna. Oh Umar, you are the person of goodness. Oh Umar, I seek the goodness of you. May Allah reward you with al-Jannah. Clothe my daughters and their mother. وَكُنْ لَهُنَّ فِي الْحَيَاةِ جُنَّةِ أَقْسَمْتُ بِاللَّهِ لَتَفْعَلَنَّ. Be for them in this life, be for them like a shield, protection. Up to here the words are nice, yeah? That he's saying to them, oh, Umar, you're such a great man, a person of goodness. I ask Allah to reward your Jannah, help me with my daughters. We need some clothes. And then he said, أَقْسَمْتُ بِاللَّهِ لَتَفْعَلَنَّ. I swear by Allah, you are going to do that. Wow, that's a bit heavy. Huh? It's a bit like when somebody swears, they're almost like saying to you, you got to do it. It's almost like a threatening behavior. And you know, Umar radiallahu anhu was a big man. By some accounts, he was like a giant, really, in his stature. He wasn't somebody to just threaten, and we know that the Prophet ﷺ said to Umar, Wallahi ya Umar, لو سلكت فجا لسلك الشيطان فجا غيره. If you, by Allah, ya Umar, if you were to walk down a large road within a valley, the shaitan is going to go down another route. He's not going to even try to cross that road. This shows you how Umar radiallahu anhu was a man of strength because of his iman, because of his relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is now a threatening word. I swear by Allah, you're going to do this. So Umar says, you're swearing by Allah? What if I don't? You know, how can you just swear and say? He said, فَإِذًا يَا أَبَا حَفْصٍ لَأَمْضِيَنَّ. O father of Hafs, his daughter's name was Hafsa, and he was known as father of Hafs. He said, I'm going to go. I'm going to surely go. Now this might seem like, oh yeah, I'm going, khala, you're going to give me, I'm going to go. But it's also like a threatening word if you think about it. Somebody says, okay, I'm going to go. It's almost like saying, I'm going to go and get my people. I'm going to go and get my men. I'm going to go and get my help to give me this support against what you're doing. So Umar said, وَمَاذَا يَصِيرُ إِذَا مَضِيتُ. What's going to happen if you go? He said, فَوَاللَّهِ عَنْهُنَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ. By Allah, you will be questioned about them, about my daughters, their mother. يوم تكون الأعطيات منه. On a day when the gifts will be a reward, a favor, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وموقف المسؤول بينهن إما إلى نار وإما جنة. The one who will be questioned will be standing between them. Either he will go to the fire or he'll go to Al-Jannah. Allahu Akbar. These are so powerful words. Indeed, they are threatening, but he's not threatening him with his army, with his tribe, with his people, with his gang. He's threatening him that, look, you're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope for your sake you have good enough excuse to answer. And Umar radiallahu anhu was a man of Allah. He was a man of Allah, he was dedicated, he was devout, he knew what it meant to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so these words were powerful. They were in prose, but they were powerful words in their meaning. And so Umar said, he started to cry. His beard soaked with his tears. He said, you know, O Bedouin, I don't have anything except my cloak. This is all I own. I mean, don't think that I'm the Khalifa, I own these treasures or whatever. All I have is cloak. Take this cloak. I don't have anything else to give you. SubhanAllah. And he took the cloak and he went. It's a beautiful story of showing the greatness of this man, Umar ibn al-Khattab. But look at how, yani, the bigger stories, look at these people who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam trained and educated. They were people who understood the meanings of giving charity, but also giving preference to others. I mean, nobody could blame Umar radiallahu anhu if he said, look, I've only got my cloak. What else do you want me to give? And this is my cloak. I'm also in, but Umar radiallahu anhu was a man who understood his responsibility. He was a man who was ready to give his people, even though it meant that he would be cold, he would starve, he was ready. Unlike the people of today, who are hoarding money and not allowing to share with their people, with the people who are starving. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His protection.